you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Can you guys believe that our little show is getting an award season kickoff party? I mean, we have swag bags. Mm-hmm. We have a caterer. Yep. We are getting a DJ.
I mean, this is my favorite time of the year, and I can't think of a better way to kick it off.
No.
This is gonna be epic.
Let me make some noise.
Okay.
I'm gonna have my mom pick me up. I don't wanna be here.
They got two mugs, so for the three of us.
I call dibs on salary six.
Presented by AT&T, who would like to remind you that award season parties, like wireless networks, should never be just okay.
Inside guide to dating and murder.
Yeah!
Very exciting.
Wait, murder?
Yes, we're big on hunters here,
if
obviously.
If you do
murder.
It right, they're synonymous. Yeah.
Nina Parker and, of course, Hunter are here. Okay, so Jesse Metcalf might be in a thruple, but not with his fiance. Mm. Ooh, he was caught with two different women on the same day. Ooh, and it all happened right before news broke that his engagement to Kara Santana is off.
There was a four-year engagement.
They were together for 13 years.
Right.
I'm just saying, four-year engagement is a sign.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not, and it's not a good one. It's not like, ooh, I just want to hang on to this feeling forever.
If they're two working people, like she's an actress, she also has a clothing line, Kohl's, like she's really busy. He is kind of acting sometimes. Like, they're, you know what I mean?
And
like,
we use sometimes on a heavy scale. Well, I do know Kara. I do love her. I've been told by various sources that she was completely blindsided.
Yes.
They were very much together.
I went on her Instagram and saw that they had been taking pictures. They went on a trip out of the country.
They were just in
Christmas.
London over the holidays. No, I mean, she's like completely been like ransacked.
Yeah, I just think Jesse Metcalf must die.
Oh.
A reference to John Tucker must die. The
Very
only movie
job.
That I know he's been in.
Yes. Very good point. Well, we don't like him. So.
Yeah, we know that this is all allegedly, so we can't
say
for sure, but there were photos of him with two different women with that same ripped off ugly ass Levi's shirt that he had on.
Amen to that.
Like, if you're going to cheat on me, you better not cheat on me in a cutoff shirt.
I agree.
Like,
but isn't it the person that cheats with a cutoff shirt?
You're going to cheat on me in the same funky ass shirt with two different women? At a place called the Attic?
Yeah. Julianne Hough's been on a real new age kick lately. Besides teaching her weird Kinergy class to Oprah fans, she's now talking about harnessing your energetic intelligence.
Okay.
If you are wondering what the f*** that is, I am as well.
When you see, I'll do a little work with Julianne, just a few minutes on the table, but you're gonna see that I'm going to be about maybe 3, 4, 5 feet off of her body, and you're gonna see a very visible response. It might even look like magic.
And you're gonna see this body go into.
Oh, bitch, stop it.
The wave.
Oh, come on.
Release,
oh, come on.
Release. Freedom. Expression of emotion may happen when the system moves, when energy that was stored or bound up in the muscles begins to dissipate. And if we're really free to express and allow energy that's been bound in our bodies to move through, this woman is like an incredible dancer, actress.
It's not that easy to do that to a woman. Like, he's making it look easy. But it's, like, impossible.
She really did play the part. She really acted accordingly.
I really want to like her.
I know.
I want and then she does like this. And I'm like, girl, but, like, come on, give me a break. Cute
honestly,
outfit, though.
You should have liked her 2 years ago because it's just going to get real weird from here on out. Like, we missed
girl,
the boat.
I saw the blackface. It's been weird.
Yeah, it's been weird.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is, come on.
This is weird. It's definitely strange that he was able to do all this to her. But at one point, he did, like, touch her butthole. And like, if you've ever, like, if anyone's ever accidentally touched your butthole, you go like this, ooh, don't do that, don't do that.
This is, to me, in my opinion, some.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that.
Nina does believe it's some crazy. So
no,
she doesn't
believe
in this.
No, well, that's I don't a believe bad in stuff. Crazy stuff. What do I believe in that's crazy?
Like past lives and that you're not in love with me?
Oh my
God. Now, why would you merge the two?
Oh my God. Okay, yesterday Taylor Swift released the trailer for her Netflix documentary, Miss Americana, and we have a few takeaways. First, Taylor is obviously filthy rich, but drives a Toyota.
What's the problem with a Toyota?
Nothing. She's so rich, so they were shocked that that's
you know,
the car she
I
drove.
Hate the idea that a rich person can't drive a Toyota. Like, what kind of world do we live in that we assume that they have to be in a Bentley or in a rocket ship or whatever the hell she had her cat in? Because her cat was clearly in a rocket ship. But this, she's in a Toyota, and we don't even know. She could have a sponsorship with them. We don't know.
It's probably a Toyota steering wheel inside of a Tesla. She's trying to look relatable.
Okay.
Well, it gets less relatable. Second, her cat Olivia is so spoiled, it travels in a custom backpack that matches Taylor's private jet.
This backpack is something else.
It looks like an old school scuba gear.
Is the cat okay?
The cat apparently also has a matching piece of luggage that she puts Taylor in.
And lastly, the love of Taylor's life, Joe Alwyn, only gets 1 second of screen time in the entire 2-minute trailer. So, which, I mean, I'm not shocked by that. I feel like she likes to keep him under wraps. She doesn't want to, you know, put that relationship on blast. So I think it's cute that we got a hug.
I've never really wanted to sit and watch hours of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It hasn't been on my to-do list, but I will say the documentary was intriguing enough for me to want to catch it.
Yeah.
And I think it does humanize her a little bit because I think she does get demonized in the press a lot.
Yeah, so well, good. Good for her. We're excited to see it.
You're not supposed to approach deer like that, so.
Well, now she knows.
If you are looking for something to hate about this woman.
In thirst news, Dolly Parton's viral meme inspired Jen Garner to post one of her own. Then Tyler Cameron, do you guys remember him, crawled out of obscurity and tried to shoot his shot, saying he'd swipe right on Jen's Tinder photo.
Okay.
He is very good looking, but let me tell you, the light is not all the way on in there. And he has a show for facts called Architecture.
Did you just say the light's not all the way on?
Not all the way. He's like on a dimmer.
But the dimmer is stopped halfway.
He's beautiful. Look at that face.
I don't ever want to hear anybody say I say shady.
I think he's listening to this right now saying to himself, at least I got a dimmer switch. That's kind of nice.
Yeah. By the way, I just got one installed. They're very convenient. They're good for lighting. They make you prettier in the morning.
Can I tell you guys a true Tyler Cameron story that happened recently?
Sure.
Was at the People's Choice Awards
after party. I was there.
Party.
We were there.
After party. Oh. You left early. E doesn't know. So don't come at me. Anyway, Tyler Cameron was at the after party. I go outside because I'm ready to leave, and there's two stunning blondes outside. As I'm thinking about going up to my turn to talk to them, and Tyler Cameron leans his head out of the party and goes, hey guys, I'm in here. And they just walk in with him, two more women. The thief.
But this is not an outrageous story. Like, this is pretty much how I expect him to be living his life.
No, but I'm sorry. I mean, to overcompensate for all the mean things I said that I didn't mean because I think you're so hot. I mean, that face is no joke.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's a cutie. Yeah, maybe Jen Garner's going to go out with him.
But Jen Garner ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole, honey. She has had an attractive bad boy. Ben Affleck almost ran her into the dirt. I won't let it happen. Like, don't touch Jen. Leave her alone.
Exactly.
Stay out of her comments.
Exactly.
She's looking for a man.
And I'm here.
We're going to go through a lot of these different girls. Okay, and we couldn't resist getting in on the Dolly Challenge. Oh, God. So our producers put together
one for
us. The first one is me.
Oh, look at your LinkedIn. You look very professional.
Somebody email me that now. I am going to post that. Look at me. I'm at work, and then LinkedIn means I'm in a suit, and then Tinder daddy on my face. And then,
wait, no, don't say that. Morgan!
And then Instagram, I have a clothing line. My own business. Who is that?
All right, let's go
ahead
and see.
She clearly likes hers.
Let's see
Can we move on, bitch? Yeah. Damn.
Let's look at Nina's.
Nina's.
Oh, look, okay.
Oh, yours is good, too.
Nina's Tinder is Catwoman.
You are the spokesperson for LinkedIn.
Right, that looks like a LinkedIn commercial. And my Facebook looks very wholesome, if I do say so myself.
Looks too wholesome, like you're covering up some insane.
All right, let's see
yours, honey.
Oh, look, the Instagram. Oh, you look like Vanilla Ice.
How come every one of mine are kind of thirst trappy, you know?
Wait, you got two? He got two?
We're doing too much for Hunter.
Oh my gosh. And you're in this jacket in the tree. He's in a tree, by the way.
Me and the tree's like this. You need something to climb?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So, you know.
Please close your legs.
All right. Let us know on social which of your pics are
your favorite. You really just ruined the
whole. Send your own memes because everyone's doing it.
Oh my
God. When we come back, a knife fight breaks out over a kid's party. Plus, someone's admitting to never eating pasta. Reality check is.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Many good shows back on the air. Who has time to watch them all? Our producers do. So now it's time to catch you all up in Reality Check.
Yeah!
Bravo's Housewives franchise is the gold standard in turning petty shit into full-blown drama, and it was pizza party and knives out on Real Housewives of New Jersey last night.
Listen, we're discussing that she mentioned that, like you said, that at my kid's birthday party, I only serve pizza because I'm staying.
They wanted pizza and Nutella cake.
Okay, the kids of course don't care. The adults care.
The adults
care. Yeah, I know they got that, but you have adults at your party.
Take the stick out of your ass and enjoy life for a while.
I spend it when I want to
spend it. So you spend it on yourself and not your kids' party?
Hello? Hey,
whoa,
you swear to God?
Walk away.
I would have flipped that table over like Teresa season one. If somebody threw a knife at me, I would have leapt at that bitch and clawed her face off.
It was one of the round knives. They weren't ordering steak
for
brunch.
You don't throw, first of all, don't throw anything at me.
Ever.
Like, don't throw anything at me. That's number one.
Correct.
Number two, but don't throw anything sharp at me.
You can like, throw like, a utensil.
Even if I would probably be offended even if it's a wadded up piece of paper, but like, you throwing utensils at me, bitch? You don't talk about like what a parent does for their kid. Like, it's not your business. Also, like, kids like pizza parties. Like, who the fuck has a problem with that?
Isn't that all we had as children at our parties?
That's like, all I ever did.
It was pizza and all the Coke we wanted.
Well, Coca-Cola. Okay.
The kind that came with a straw.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. You did grow up in Beverly Hills, child. They gonna kick us off the air, child.
They need some spice on this network. It's good. Okay, as we know, edit that out. As we know from Vanderpump Rules resident out of work DJ James Kennedy, it's not about the pasta.
Oh,
well, this is especially true for new server Charlie, who explains her scientific theory behind staying thin.
I've never had pasta in my life.
You've never had pasta?
No, I've never had pasta.
You've never had macaroni and cheese?
No, I have this theory that pasta is the reason why everyone's like gains weight. It's like you just stacks in your body.
Girl, that's an actual thing. Of course, like carbs.
So she's saying that it stacks in your body. Sorry, I'm on a diet thing right now.
Yeah. Tyler Cameron has a new girlfriend, potentially.
I mean, we know why she clearly was hired for the show. The thing is that the show is 8 years old, right?
Yeah.
So now, like, the old Sir cast, they're all buying houses, like, they're getting married. So I feel like this is, like, the new class of Vanderpump Rules, who is just as douchey as, like, the first class.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, can we really top this?
Yeah.
And And surprisingly still, no black people work there.
No. The only thing I love more than New York is New York's Brunch with Tiffany. She just dropped some serious words of wisdom on love and hip hop's April Jones.
People are on there, oh, you the game, or oh, you you know, Lil Fizz, or oh, yeah, you're f***ing this person. And you know, it's like, okay, at this point, you're right. I f***ed every single one of them, because that's what y'all want to hear.
I love you.
And so that's what they captured, was me saying, yes, I f***ed the game, mm-hmm. And yes, I f***ed Lil Fizz, mm-hmm. And I not that I have, and I would have no problem saying shit. I mean, I should have. Mm-hmm. Well, I should have f***ed the game when I
definitely
didn't have the opportunity. I didn't.
Definitely.
And you know, ASAP, you know, they said ASAP in there, Shaquille O'Neal never have.
Shame on you, girl. Now you passing up some good dick, April. First of all, I love me some Tiffany. So let's put that out there now. Her show is fantastic. There's been a controversy with April because she was with Omarion, who's in the group B2K.
Yes.
She has two children with him.
And now she's dating his band member.
And now she's dating his band member. And they were in B2K as kids. So they grew up together, basically. So now she's dating a band member. So there's a lot of controversy. People are kind of slut-shaming her and saying that she broke up the group for reuniting. And now they're saying that she was also sleeping with ASAP Rocky, the game. I mean, I understand her point in saying, like, these men can sleep with whoever they want to sleep with. Like, we're not really shaming the game for like, he had reality dating shows and these rappers date whoever they want. It shouldn't be this double standard, mm-hmm. But it's always a double standard. They're like, well, she's a mom. Well, the game's a dad.
Yeah. Okay. And over on 90 Day Fiancé, South African Sinjin gets some tough news when his girlfriend Tanya is a little too honest.
You feel you could call this relationship a soulmate type of relationship?
I definitely feel that.
I don't think I have that full soulmate feeling. I don't know. I feel like I've met my soulmate. Like, I feel like my first love was my soulmate.
He's just like, yeah, no, I was kidding. I don't really think you're my soulmate either. I don't really like you.
I'm not mad at what she's saying because it, to me, it sounds like she's just not sure.
Yeah.
But maybe think of a better way to articulate it.
But
like,
how?
It seems like, I mean, she's just kind of verbally vomiting all over this situation.
Yeah, it's one of those things where in a relationship, oftentimes you'll feel the need to tell someone something and you think it's for them. Like, you're like, I should tell them. They need to hear this. When really it's for you to get it off your conscience.
Right. Totally.
That's
what
very
she
true.
Should totally. Have done,
it's just been like, yeah, you're definitely my soulmate. Because it's not like every day he'd have been like, remember that thing you said?
Rock. Well, it depends.
About me being the soulmate.
Some guys
dropped.
Some guys do that, though.
To me, if I tell someone that they're my soulmate and I feel like this connection and they say, well, I don't know if you are, that kind of would be, I probably would exit. I
That's
just don't
fine.
Think I could stay in a relationship if we're not on the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's kind of like, hey, I want to take my time and I don't know if you're the one, but we can still spend our time with each other, and he's like, wants to get married, y'all might need to just be friends.
Once
again, yeah, this is also within, 90 Day Fiancé.
Within
guys.
3 months, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are on a time limit. He better be something.
After the break, Count Chocula. We're coming for you next. We are back. Okay, so the Super Bowl is coming up, and you know what that means. A lot of weird, expensive commercials. So, Hunter's got a game for us.
Yep, as I always say, marrying is like burying yourself.
Oh my gosh.
So today we're gonna play a game called Marry or Bury.
Marry or Bury.
All right, I'm gonna give you guys two choices and you will decide which mascot we are going to keep forever in our lives as a spouse and which one should get an oddly shaped casket. First up, it's America's original it, Ronald McDonald. Next up is McDonald's dumbest thief ever. So which one would you marry and which one would you bury?
Oh, I'm definitely marrying the thief. I love a mask.
Really? Oh, I gotta marry Ronald. Get rid of the Hamburglar. He's creepy.
You're marrying Ronald?
Yeah.
See?
He's the head of the company. When have you seen a Hamburglar in the last 15, 20 years? Never.
I love the Hamburglar.
That's a really Burglar. Good
Exactly.
Point.
Ronald Hamburglar. Is the face of the brand.
What is it? Hamburglar?
Hamburglar.
This works out well. You guys both,
so
you're going to keep them both alive.
We know
you're
the men
married.
We like.
All right. This next one's for Morgan. That's right.
Okay.
It's guys with titles. Do we keep Count Chocula because he's got a castle, or sink our teeth into Captain Crunch because he's got a fancy hat?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Count Chocula all the way.
I'm marrying Captain Crunch.
Really? Why Captain Crunch?
Because his cereal is good. I mean, even though it really messes up the roof of your mouth, I do like Captain Crunch.
You want to know something? I don't think I've ever had Captain Crunch.
Have you had Count Chocula?
No.
Was it just, it was just, well, Morgan's breakfast were just pizza and cocaine.
No, I mean, I've had like frosted mini wheats and Cheerios.
Yeah,
and
but as a kid, you didn't experiment with like different cereals?
Honey bunches of oats.
I love Captain Crunch. I've never had Count Chocula.
And Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but never Cap'n Crunch.
You probably have had it as a kid and don't remember.
No, I really think I'm very vivid about this. Also, Count Chocula looks like all of my exes. They all have the same nose.
Well, again, we have different tastes here.
Yes. Yeah. Two and you would have thought I went with the chocolate one.
Some ladies like a husky guy. So who would you marry? Who would you bury? The Kool-Aid man, who may have some anger issues. And by may, I mean for sure. Or the completely Me Too'd all the time Pillsbury Doughboy. Leave that kid alone.
I know. Why is everybody poking his little belly?
He doesn't want that.
I am going to marry the Pillsbury Doughboy because every time I see the Kool-Aid man, I just always feel like they targeting black people just a little too much with these commercials.
Also,
why are you coming through our living room? Like, no.
He's breaking a lot of walls.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Pillsbury boy, too, because he's blue eyes. I like blue eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right. Well, then that means the Kool-Aid guy is going to get a little chip in the bottom
of his glass. Yeah, get out of here, Kool-Aid man.
Let him pass away slowly. And finally, a fellow we can all agree is pretty f***able. That's right, the Jolly Green Giant.
What?
Yes, sir.
Tell me you don't want to pick those leaves off with your teeth, ladies.
What? Yeah.
I've never heard anyone sexualize a Jolly Green Giant until today.
He's masculine and chiseled.
If you guys are looking if you guys are looking for a 400-foot man, boy, do I have the guy for you.
Oh, my gosh.
On the other side, if you're looking for a man you can put in your pocket, which one are you going to marry? Which one are you going to bury? It's a Keebler elf.
I'm going for the Green Giant.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the Keebler elf. He has a whole little staff. We can get things done. I'll come home. The house will be clean. I'm going with the Keebler elf. He'll have snacks. The Jolly Green Giant's going to feed me, what, frozen green beans?
Yeah, it's good for...
Fuck out of here.
It's good for puffy.
Don't really want all your frozen. Goodbye.
It's good for puffy eyes.
Give me
eyes.
Some fresh baked cookies, honey.
Good, so we're keeping
that's
them both
great,
alive.
But the Keebler elf is maybe 4 inches tall. That doesn't bother you?
No, I'll have a side chick. Or some side...
Oh. Okay, got weird there. Okay, but we are done here, but be sure to tune in Sunday night right here on E! For our live after party special right after the Grammys air on CBS. Woo!